Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so we're into sniffle and cough territory now at this time of the year. So what can we be doing to help our immune system? Laura Dowling, a.k.a. the fabulous pharmacist on Instagram. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What is our immune system, Laura?
So our immune system is a body of tissues and cells that help to protect us against disease and illness, basically. So that's it in a nutshell.
Where is it?
It's all over the body. It includes our skin, like organs like our skin, and our spleen, and then it gets into the white blood cells, etc. So
okay,
all over the body.
So
yeah.
Systemic. And,
yes.
And you can't boost your immunity, I gather. You can support it. Is that right?
Yeah, you can't. There's a misnomer out there about boosting your immune system. But no, we just want a balanced immune system and immune system that works. We don't want to boost it because in actual fact, some autoimmune diseases which have immune systems that are, you know, a little bit extra, they actually are detrimental to the body. So it's just about supporting the immune system.
Okay.
And we can do that in many ways, in many ways.
And do we all have varying levels of immune systems?
Yeah, like, I mean, most of us would have healthy enough immune systems. That's why we survive in the world. But some people would need a little bit of extra support. And then when people are going through stress or not sleeping or, you know, working hard, not eating well, not exercising, their immune system can be put under stress. So,
okay,
in that
so
instance.
Is actual stress?
Yeah,
is a big
stress
one,
is a factor.
It?
Yeah, stress, okay. And not sleeping. Actually, people underestimate the benefits of sleep. I'm always banging on about it. It's so important to sleep well because your immune system can come under pressure if you don't get enough sleep.
I know, but how do we get to sleep, Laura? That's the question.
You turn off the phone.
Okay, yeah. Anything else quickly?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, get into the bath and have a lovely warm bath and then get out of the bath. That heating up your body and cooling down helps the natural melatonin in your brain to be released, which helps sleep. Get into a cool room. Don't be putting on the heating, although we won't be putting on any heating this year, will we?
Yeah.
Given the prices.
So you better bring a little bit chilly in the room.
Yeah,
then,
and then get into
warm.
Bed.
Okay.
Ditching the phone, having a nice cup of chamomile tea, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so before we get to stuff we can be buying and taking and all that, just on the other stuff like the sleep thing and everything, what else? Lifestyle-wise,
a healthy diet, you know, and we all hear about healthy diet, and I suppose it's a little bit unsexy to be talking about a healthy diet, but it's actually, you know, it's the best thing that you can do as well as sleep and exercise. So your lean meats and pulses, your plate three quarters nearly full of vegetables, you know, ditch the processed food. Reduced alcohol, reduced smoking, all of that.
Yeah. All the things we know.
All the things we know, but it's not fun to talk about, you know. People much prefer to think that they can take something that's a magic bullet, but it's not the case. It's holistic.
Yeah. Are there immune supports that we can get naturally in the diet?
Yeah, absolutely. As in, you know, your oranges, your apples, anything with vitamin C in it, with vitamin D, your eggs, you know, and you know, all of those good foods can really help. But also it's really important that people go out and exercise, get out into the fresh air. Sometimes people think, oh, it's cold out, it's raining, I shouldn't go out. Just wrap up and get out, like, you know, send the kids out. They become bulletproof the more outdoors they have. And I think nowadays we see that kids are more in front of the television, probably less inclined to be shoving them outside, but...
Okay.
My three lads are certainly shoved outside all the time.
Yeah, and rain, cold, all
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's not
doing any harm. Half dressed. They're still running around in shorts and t-shirts. I don't know what it is about little boys, but they just don't like to dress. Sure, they don't.
Yeah. So then, in terms then of vitamins and supplements, and look, a lot of doctors will tell you, oh, you don't need to take anything. Do you need to be topping up with vitamins and supplements?
If people feel that they need a little bit of support, yes. And you know, it's very hard to quantify. You know. What if a supplement is giving you immune support, as in you don't necessarily start feeling like, oh, my immune system feels like it's really, you know, it's really turned on here. But you'll probably see less colds and sniffles, you know, you'll probably feel a lot better in yourself, have increased energy levels too. So it's all encompassing.
Yeah. No, I would swear by vitamin C, like, but is there any science to that at all?
So the jury's out on vitamin C. Like, you know, there is a health claim to it in the Food Safety Authority, you know, that it does help to, it can help to support the immune system. But the support there is really important. So it's along with all the other factors.
Okay.
And like that, things like zinc and vitamin D as well. Like, there are health claims for that. So they can support the immune system and they can contribute to it.
There seems to be agreement on vitamin D, is there?
Yes. And also the fact that here in Ireland, you know, we don't get enough vitamin D, certainly in the autumn and winter time as well. So it's important to take our vitamin D supplements.
Okay. And zinc, you take zinc as something, yeah?
Yeah, you can take zinc. Like often it comes in a, often it can come combined in you know, a multivitamin of sorts. And then in other forms, it can just be taken by itself. Usually it's with vitamin C. So the two together would be known as like an immune support supplement.
Okay. So we're not getting enough zinc in general.
Well, it's not that we're not getting enough, but certainly that if we take some, it can help to support the immune system. So it depends on what people's diets are like. But certainly people that would take a supplement with zinc in it may feel that they're helping themselves and by default then feel a little bit more energized, etc.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned copper here as well, yeah?
Yeah, copper as well is a good, like the vitamin D, C, copper and zinc are a good little all round four, you know, there's two vitamins in there, there's two minerals. That's a good little, you'll see it as a little recipe in a lot of immune supplements. So it's a good one to kind of, good four to look out for.
Okay. And so those kind of, you know, those multivitamin supplements are, you know, there's various kind of big bang kind of preparations that you can get now that have it all in there.
Yeah.
Are they the handiest thing or?
It depends. Like, I mean, I have my own brand of supplements, fabiwellness.com. And, you know, I have an immune support in there as well. But there are loads on the market. And, I can see that. I've worked in pharmacy for 20 years. And some of them have loads of vitamins and minerals in them that you don't necessarily need to take, you know, because we get a lot from our diet. So in terms of the easiest way to take it, yeah, it would probably be a supplement that you can just take one or two capsules a day and it would have, you know, the basics in it. That would be, you know, the simplest way to take them rather than buying individual supplements that might rack up the bills.
Yeah, yeah. So things like, no, look, I'm going to mention some of the brands or whatever, but we're not being down or up on any of them, but things like Baraka and Pharmaton
So I've been selling them for years in the pharmacy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Echinacea?
And people will be in looking for them. So echinacea is taken more as a support to help kind of prevent colds and flus coming on or help to quicken them, like leaving your system as such. So people would take them and swear by them as well. So, but it is like a herbal blend rather than it being a vitamin and mineral.
Is there science with echinacea?
So there is some evidence to support its use, yes. But then the jury's out in some instances as to whether or not it's actually, you know, the big bang. But oftentimes people will take that along with other things and help that it really, find that it really benefits them. So,
okay. People talk then about like stuff like turmeric, garlic, ginger, all those things.
Throw that all into your curries. Goodness. Yeah. You know, the more garlic, the more turmeric, the better. You know, as in your foods, you can add all this to your foods and it makes for fantastic, tasty, delicious meals as well.
Can you scare away a cold more quickly or once it's in, do you just have to go through it?
I think you just need to rest and relax. Like you said, sometimes, you know, people can take echinacea to help to scare it away a bit quicker, but you need to rest, you need to get enough sleep, you need to drink loads of fluids and you need to eat healthily. That's what you really need to do if you are, you know, to support yourself if you are under the weather.
Yeah.
It's very boring.
I mean, look, we know these things. There's no harm to be telling
people. And you know, you'll often find if someone is sick like that with just a cold or a flu, they'll be a little bit tired, they'll be a little bit more fatigued and they might be, you know, naturally looking for a bit of sugar, a little heading for the biscuit tin. And that's because you're tired, you're run down, and your body's actually trying to give you energy. So it's natural to kind of be doing that as well. So it's your body telling you to rest and relax and not be overdoing it.
Okay. There's a texter asking, can you take too many vitamins? I think I remember getting some bloods done or something once and they came back and they said you have very high levels of
vitamin something. Yeah, you need to be careful. And like, I mean, oftentimes, you know, I get questions as well. Can you take this supplement and that supplement together? But sometimes you just need the one thing and that's why, you know, I made my
And like most of it's
minimal.
Gone out the other end anyway if you have too much of it, isn't it? If you take in too much vitamin C, you're
So you will excrete what you don't use if it's a water soluble. So the likes of vitamin C and your B vitamins, you'll excrete what your body doesn't need. So often there will be more than what your body needs in a supplement, and because you don't know the levels of what you actually need, and your body will take it and absorb what it needs and then excrete it. But the likes of vitamin D is fat soluble, so it will actually stay in the body because it's fat soluble.
Okay, but you're not. Are you going to do any harm?
If you like, really, you need to be really taking an awful lot of vitamin D to be doing any harm. Okay. And as I said, there's no sunlight here. It's, you know, well, actually, today's nice, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. So finally, before you go, a few people asking about turmeric, which some people do swear by now, don't they? as a kind of a miracle thing.
Yeah, turmeric is good. Yes, absolutely. And there are supplements that have turmeric in them as
well. Okay, but not a miracle.
Not necessarily a miracle, no. Yeah, but mushrooms are also really good as well for to help support the immune system.
And
too.
You're into the mushroom area yourself.
Into the mushrooms, yeah. Okay. We're a little bit mycophobic here in Ireland, so I'm trying to spread the word that mushrooms are good for you.
A lot of people in Ireland have had bad experiences with mushrooms as young people, I think.
Probably picking the wrong ones, yeah.
There you go. Laura Dowling, aka the Fabulous Pharmacist, thank you very much.
Thanks a million.
And Katie Hannan, the fabulous broadcaster, is here with us. What have you got coming up at 1 o'clock, Katie?
A fabulous show, Brendan,
of course.
Well, obviously, we're keeping all eyes, as all our eyes are. Yeah, we can't tear them off.
Has anything happened while I've been in here?
No. Well, Boris has landed.
We saw that before he came up. I've seen it repeatedly on the screen here, yeah.
So he hasn't said anything yet. We're watching the numbers clocking up for the three of them.
Yeah, where are we at now?
Well, it very much depends where you're watching, because Sky is running, has seemed to have much lower numbers than other websites. So Sky has Sunak at 101 now. They have him now over the 100. Okay. Boris at 48 and Mordaunt at 20. But if you look at the Guido Fawkes website, if people will know that website, the political website in the UK, they have Sunak at 114, but Boris at 71 and 25 for Mordaunt. So again, I suppose, you know, if that is the case, now 16 of those are anonymous, so will they come through for him? Of course, the vote is going to be anonymous. So, so they won't have to declare.
I hadn't thought of that at all.
Only the people who nominate and second are going to have to reveal themselves. So that might make it a lot easier for people who are, you know, maybe voting, dare we say it, to save their own skins. Support Boris if they think he's the guy most likely to get them over the line.
So there could be shy Boris.
Be shy, Boris. Yeah. Okay. So we're watching all of that, obviously, and the other deadline next Friday, when we're going to find out the new prime minister of the UK, is the deadline by which Stormont needs to get the DUP back in, the executive up and running, or else we're told there will be a new election in the north. So we're going to talk to the DUP MP Gregory Campbell about that. Now, he did famously once refuse to say if he trusted Boris, so we'll be obviously getting his view on what's happening over there as well. We're also looking at the coming days over what's going to happen with those new arrivals from Ukraine and asylum seekers. We're told nowhere for them to go now. Will they end up on the street? The Simon community will be telling us what they're worried about. Obviously, nobody should be forced to be on the street, but the idea of having people fleeing a war situation, traumatised, you know, putting them into a scenario with other very, very vulnerable people. We'll be hearing what the concerns are about that. And Brendan, I know you were probably enjoying your tofu this week. But while you were doing that, there was an international summit on meat taking place in Dublin. We know, obviously, we're told we shouldn't be eating meat now for, you know, climate reasons as opposed to health reasons, or at least we should be cutting down on it. Climate activists called this summit a national embarrassment. But we're going to have the man who launched the summit in studio with us. That is the Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Martin Hayden.
Okay.
So we'll be asking him about that.
So Saturday with Katie Hannan coming up at 1 o'clock, just as you're tucking into your tofu sandwich. All right. Thanks, Katie. We'll take a break.
Email Brendan@rte.ie.